Welcome back, everyone, to halftime here at Jesse Phillips Arena in Hillsdale, Michigan. Rob Bentley with you at halftime. Ferris State on top of the Hillsdale Chargers by a score of 41-29. Have a special halftime guest now, former Ferris State point guard Dennis Springs. Dennis, great to have you here. I know it's always exciting for you to be able to come out and watch the Bulldogs play.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, and it's good to see Coach Saul and everybody and see the guys working hard. They look really good today.
Of course, Dennis, you were a standout point guard for the Bulldogs, the school's all-time assist leader. Played for Ferris State about 3 or 4 years ago, since your senior year, led the Bulldogs to a couple NCAA Division II tournament appearances, a couple GLIAC championships. This Ferris State team trying to do that as well this year. Maybe the best team the Bulldogs have had since you've been a player here at Ferris State. What are your thoughts on the first half?
I've been watching them close. They play really hard. It kind of reminds me of my junior year when we had Carl Epps and everybody. They play really hard. They have good shooters. They have a really good point guard. I like Darian Gay. He's doing some really good things out there.
Of course, you mentioned Carlton Epps when you were a player here at Ferris. Some great names that, of players that you played with, and Carlton Epps, Corey Epps, Willie Burrell, Willie Thomas, a bunch of names like that. Are those some of the guys that maybe you still keep in touch with now? Or?
Yeah, I keep in touch with all of them. Actually, me and Willie Thomas, we just went down to Muskegon and hung out with Tony Terrell, which was another former player, maybe a few weeks ago. And Carlton Epps, we still talk on the phone on the regular. Carlton is married now, and he's moved out to Phoenix, Arizona. So we, all of us, really keep in touch a lot. And me and Willie Burrell, we hang out all the time. I go to Muskegon a lot.
I know following your Ferris State career, you had a chance to play overseas for several seasons with a few different teams. Played in the IBL with the Holland Blast, a team locally in the Michigan area. How has your professional basketball career went since you left Ferris?
Oh, it's been going great. I've been in the top five in scoring and assist in every league that I've played in. In Holland, I was second in the league in scoring and first in assists, and in Sweden I was third in scoring and fourth in assists, and I was first team all Sweden over there. And now I'm looking to go back in January. I took a little break to see what working a 9-to-5 is like, not liking it too much, so I guess I'm going to go back and play overseas in January over in Cyprus.
What are some of the differences maybe between playing overseas and maybe what you experienced here in college playing for Ferris? What are some of the differences between professional basketball and college basketball?
Well, as far as the basketball aspect, I guess we run more set plays overseas. It's not as much fast breaking as what I'm used to. I had to kind of take on the role as a half-court point guard, run half-court sets, which is a good thing because it teaches me how to do both things. Even if I'm in a system that likes to run, now I know how to play in a system that likes to run half-court sets.
I know when you were at Ferris, you developed some great relationships. You had a lot of good memories. What are some of your best memories of being with the Bulldogs and playing college basketball for Ferris?
It's definitely watching the program grow from the time that I was a freshman when nobody had any respect for us until my junior year when we made it to the Sweet 16 and we won a couple of GLIAC championships. So those memories will stay with me forever. You know, the guys that I played with, we were there for all 4 years together. We really didn't have many changes throughout the year, so like I said, just winning the championships that we did and the bond that we had when we were there, even outside off the basketball court, outside, you know, going out or having fun celebrating someone's birthday, those are the memories that we always share, and we always talk about them, and we always sit back and reminisce whenever I get hang out with the guys.
I know you came in as a freshman right when Coach Saul came into the Bulldog program, a program that had been down for a few years. You came in as a freshman. I think you had a triple-double in your first home game against Calvin College, Coach Saul's former team. It really just went from there. Did you ever expect to have so much success at the college level when you first came in as a freshman?
I didn't expect to have the success that I did. Well, I always thought that I was a pretty good basketball player, and I didn't know how it was going to go, being that I didn't get on the team at Bowling Green like I was expecting to. And I actually came here to Hillsdale when Coach Saul was here the year before he got to Ferris, and I tried out for here and I made the team, but I didn't want to come to the school. But as far as my success at Ferris, I'm really happy with it. I mean, I'm blessed to be able to do the things that I've done at Ferris and have the memories that I have.
in terms of your professional basketball career, I know you're still looking to play somewhere, maybe starting in January. Where do you go from here in professional basketball? I guess what are some of your goals as your basketball career continues?
Well, obviously I want to move up every year. Sweden is a decent league, but there's always higher leagues, and the league that I'm planning on going to in January is a little bit higher than Sweden, which is Cyprus, and my ultimate goal is to get to the Euro Cup, which is where the Greece and the Ricky Rubios and Spain and all of them play. So that's my ultimate goal.
In terms of maybe living overseas in some of those countries and playing over there, what are some of the challenges maybe that you faced being an American in some of those countries?
Actually, it's pretty much Americanized over there. I haven't met anyone who didn't speak English over there, so communication was really easy for me. The hardest adjustment for me was television, is because you didn't have many English-speaking channels. But as far as adjusting to life over there, I had a great time, and I'm looking forward to going back because it's just like being in the States, to tell you the truth, because everybody speaks English, and I had no problems with communication at all.
I know we had a chance to talk with you at Grand Valley a few years ago, and you were talking about your professional basketball career. I know it's went well for you, and we're glad to have you on the broadcast, and hope you enjoy the second half. Thanks for being with us.
All right, thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more Ferro State basketball after this 30-second timeout. You're in tune to Bulldog Basketball on WBRN.
Before the game, after the game, or both.